You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's up, good people? Garrett Sisti here, solo podcast time. Call it score more if you want. I don't care. Doesn't matter. We're doing top five head coaching candidates for the Chargers. We haven't even covered GMs yet. We'll do that at some point, probably. But we did a part one of head coaches. Go watch that if you want to. Jamie did his top five. Craig did his top five. I'm here to do my top five. But mine's different because why do the same thing? That's what I always say. I've never said that. But what I do want to say is that I've got five, but really, who cares? Who cares about the other four? You know what I'm saying? So let's just rush through this four, get up to five, gush about number one, and then move on. Because that's really what I think this is all about. Because we've heard about head coaches and stuff, but I don't want to get in the nitty-gritty of these other four because I don't care. I want to talk about Harbaugh. You want to hear about Harbaugh. I don't feel like anybody's really talking about Harbaugh. Everybody's like, give me Harbaugh, but nobody's giving us why they want Harbaugh, just because Harbaugh is Harbaugh. That's really what everybody's saying. I don't feel like anybody's breaking it down. I will. So, rapid fire, top four. Maybe not rapid fire, but real quick through the top five. At least real fast through the four and then at number one. And you already know what number one is, so who cares? Just keep watching. Here we go. Number five. Basically, I'm breaking this down into tiers. Number five is the old guys. You could put Bill Belichick in there or Pete Carroll. I'm putting Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, while they're both in their 70s. Pete Carroll seems a little bit more spry to me. He also seems like a guy that would last a little bit longer in the NFL and a guy who I believe is more up-to-date in the current NFL scheme and philosophies than Bill Belichick is. Yes, Bill Belichick, greatest head coach of all time. I totally understand that. Why wouldn't you want that as a head coach? For me, I don't want it because he hasn't been good lately. He was really good with Tom Brady. He hasn't been good lately. His draft classes have been the worst in the NFL in terms of retention rate. He'll sign a bunch of guys. He'll trade back, get a bunch of picks, and then get rid of them before their contracts are even up. And they won't retain him. So for me, that tells more about his drafting philosophy and his overall NFL mindset right now, which I don't think is good in the current landscape. I'd go with Pete Carroll at number five. He's older. It's not really a long-term answer. It just feels like a short-term answer when you get a guy like Pete Carroll, who now, as you're seeing on Twitter, is vying for the Chargers job with Harbaugh coming into town today. He may be vying for the job, but when you really look at it, I mean, you're going to have to go year to year whether he's going to retire or not. He's at that age where after every season, all the reporters and the media are going to be asking, will he be here for another year? And the answer is, I don't know. He'll probably say he's going to want to stay or whatever, but I mean, really, do you want to go through that year after year after year? Great coach, great resume in terms of a head coach, but really, when you break it down for long-term effect, I'm not really in on Pete Carroll. I love him as a head coach. I love him as a personality. He's a fun personality. I love him dancing in the locker room. He obviously builds a culture wherever he goes, whether it's at USC or with the Seahawks. And it'd be nice little storyline to get back to Southern California. But number five, Pete Carroll. He's number five. He's in my third tier. My second tier is basically some flashy coordinators, actually OCs, four and three. Number four, Todd Monken. He is the Baltimore OC. He's had a ton of success with quarterbacks at every level. You see what he's doing now with the Ravens, going to the AFC Championship game. I like Todd Monken. Once the Chargers fired Joe Lombardi, I think he has an impressive resume. He got kind of a bad shot as an OC early in his career, is really successful now with the Ravens. I think he deserves a head coaching job. I'd put him at number four. I get it. He doesn't have a lot of head coaching experience, none really. And we want somebody who has some head coaching experience. We being me as a person who is talking about the Chargers, want somebody with head coaching experience. Monken doesn't have it, but in terms of all the other guys that have experience, I put Monken up there. I think he's a nice coordinator, a smart offensive mind, just like the next guy, Ben Johnson. Same deal, no head coaching experience, but he's in my second tier of guys who don't have head coaching experience, but I think has a really good grasp of today's NFL, a really good offensive mind, just like Todd Monken. He's my number three. Number two is Mike Vrabel. This is my next tier of head coaching candidates. If you want to learn more about these guys, go listen to the podcast we did during the part one of the head coaching search. I don't want to rehash all that because really, I just want to hustle through this to get to Jim Harbaugh. Okay. So Mike Vrabel, number two, he is my next tier. I think when you put Pete Carroll at the bottom, then the next tier would be Ben Johnson and Todd Monken in that order. I'd want Johnson over Monken. Both guys who I think deserve a head coaching spot, Johnson probably going to Washington. But Mike Vrabel is a guy that has the head coaching experience and the success that I think bumps him above every other candidate. But Harbaugh, a guy that would be a really, really nice consolation prize if Harbaugh decides to go to Michigan or whatever he wants to do. Vrabel would be a real nice culture setter here with the Chargers, a guy who has had nothing but success, had some bad internal feuds with the organization in Tennessee, and has had a real bad go at quarterbacks at Tennessee, but a guy that I think you team him with Justin Herbert, I get excited and I knock my microphone around. That's how excited I am about Mike Vrabel, but he'd be a nice little consolation prize. And I think even if they don't get, and I even hate saying consolation prize, because really if Harbaugh wasn't part of this head coaching tenure, probably one of the greatest head coaching openings offseason ever. I mean, to have Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, Harbaugh available, Vrabel available, Ben Johnson. I mean, there's usually a lot of hot names, but to have a lot of proven winners and then some hot names like Monken and Ben Johnson. I mean, and I know there's some Slowick and some other guys you want to add in that mix. It really feels like this is one of the best times to not have a head coach. And those teams that are kind of hovering around the middle that decided to keep a head coach, I don't know what you're thinking. Good for the Chargers, though, because they have an opening. And really, it comes down to one guy, and that is Jim Harbaugh. So, like I said, everybody's talking about Jim Harbaugh. Chargers want Jim Harbaugh.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everybody wants Jim Harbaugh on Twitter. Everybody that's in the Discord, by the way, if you're not part of the Lightning Round Discord, you better get in there because we're breaking stuff as it's going and everything's lining up pretty nicely for the Chargers. So go in there. We've got the link pinned on the Lightning Round Podcast Twitter account. You can get in that Discord and get all the inside info before we leak it to everybody else. And thanks to everybody that's gone over there. But for now, everybody, whether it's in the Lightning Round Discord or on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or wherever you're getting your information for the Chargers or YouTube, wherever. And by the way, if you're subscribed to us on YouTube, hey, nice. Hey, see my face. Thank you. Hey, welcome. Wherever you're getting your information, it is Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is the man. Let me tell you why you want Jim Harbaugh. Because you that's watching is just saying, I want Jim Harbaugh. He's good. He did pretty good with the 49ers. He's a winner. Let me tell you why you want Jim Harbaugh and why I want Jim Harbaugh. Okay? Yes, he's won with the 49ers, but more importantly, he wins everywhere he goes. He coached at the University of San Diego. That's where he got his first head coaching stint. Was unbelievable there. He had the current backup quarterback, Josh Johnson, at quarterback. And his final record was 29-6. His last two seasons, he was 22-2. He had an incredible resume, incredible run there at USD. They've never had a run like that ever. So congratulations to Harbaugh and the Toreros, who obviously played in San Diego. So then right after USD, he transfers over to Stanford. Transfers. He gets the job. Transfers. What is he, a college quarterback now? He went back to school for his like 37th year of eligibility. No. So then he goes over to Stanford. He gets the job over at Stanford. And the first two seasons were a little rough. He won four games. Then he won five games. Then right after that, Andrew Luck comes along. They win. And it's Luck and Harbaugh. They go 12-1 in his final season in 2012. And they won the Orange Bowl. Andrew Luck gets drafted first overall. Big deal. And a lot of success there at Stanford. He then makes a jump to the NFL in 2011. He becomes the 49ers head coach. In his first year in Frisco, he gets hyphy, wins the NFL Coach of the Year with the 49ers. They go 13-3. He gets the playoffs in his first 3 years. They've got two NFC championships. One or goes to the NFC championship twice, goes to the Super Bowl once in those 3 years. And then in his last year in San Fran, Harbaugh and Belke with the 49ers butt heads. They have a real tiff about power hierarchy and team management. They end up parting ways. They were butting heads a lot. And so Harbaugh says, enough of this. I'm leaving. And he goes to his alma mater. He goes to the 49 or the to Michigan, where he's at currently. But what I think to pause here with the 49ers situation, if the Chargers hire Harbaugh, they absolutely have to step away, because as you saw with the 49ers, if you don't just get out of the way and let Harbaugh run the show, you've got issues. For 3 years, he had 11 plus wins in his first three seasons. Management steps on his toes, and then he splits. If you're hiring Harbaugh, let him be Harbaugh. Give him the keys. Let Johnny and AG go play Fortnite in the other room, and then let the man take over. Let Harbaugh do his thing, and he will lead you to success. Because really, when you think about it, you know, your name's going to be on that trophy too. You know what I'm saying? Even if you are, you know, playing PUBG over in the corner, your name's still going to be on it. Dean Spanos is still going to have his name across any banner Harbaugh brings over to the Chargers. Your name will be there. It'll be part of your quote-unquote legacy or your resume. So get out of the way and let Harbaugh be Harbaugh. That's the bigger point. So after he butts heads with the front office in San Francisco, goes over to Michigan, where he's currently at. He's had a winning season every single year he was at Michigan, except one, which was the shortened COVID year in 2020. So does that really count? He's been there 9 years. He's 83-25. He's been ranked in the top two the last three seasons with Michigan. And what has he done lately? He won the Natty for Michigan. So really, when you think about great success at USD, great success at San Fran, is he outdated? What has he done? He just won the national championship for Michigan. So he is a winner. And what I think is also important here is not only is he a winner for the Chargers, when you're thinking about parallels here, he has had success with so many different quarterbacks. So when you look at a perfect match here with Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh, you think about the success that Harbaugh has had with quarterbacks. Just going back in his background, Josh Johnson, like I mentioned, he played at USD. Harbaugh coached Johnson at USD. He was third-team All-American, a Peyton Award finalist, a PFL Offensive Player of the Year. He also holds the Torero's school record for career touchdown passes, completions, and passing yards. That's all under Harbaugh. Then Andrew Luck with Stanford. He won the Maxwell Award, Walter Camp Player of the Year Award, first-team All-American, won Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year twice, which hasn't been done very often. He was runner-up for the Heisman 2 years in a row, Luck was. He broke John Elway's record there at Stanford, and he was the first overall pick, like I mentioned, in the 2012 draft. So Andrew Luck, Harbaugh, lots of success. That's all under Harbaugh as head coach. With the 49ers, that's college. Let's talk about NFL. With the 49ers, he had both Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick. Alex Smith was no good until Harbaugh got there. Smith had won more than five games, four out of his five seasons. His best year before Harbaugh, 7-9 in 2006. So Harbaugh comes to town. Alex Smith and the 49ers go 13-3. Alex Smith gets comeback player of the year. They go to the NFC Championship game. Smith throws for over 3,000 yards, which he had never done in his career prior to that. The next year, 2012, Smith is on pace to break his record in 2011. He ends up getting a concussion, and Harbaugh benches Alex Smith and then brings in Colin Kaepernick. People thought that was a little bit controversial at the time, but they bring on Colin Kaepernick, and Kaepernick and Harbaugh go to the Super Bowl. They end up losing to his brother, the Ravens, but he takes the backup quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. They go to the Super Bowl. The very next year, Smith goes to the Chiefs. They've got Harbaugh rolls with Kaepernick the next season. He picks up where Smith left off. He goes for 3,100 yards the following season. Then the season after that, he goes for 3,300 yards in San Fran. So Kaepernick, known as a rushing quarterback, throws for over 3,000 yards in back-to-back seasons under Harbaugh. And then Harbaugh goes, and he leaves because of the conflict there, and he goes to Michigan. So he's had success with now Josh Johnson, Andrew Luck at the college level, now Alex Smith, and Colin Kaepernick, and different types of quarterbacks, might I add you. But then, let me throw this in before we move on to Michigan. Before he got the USD job, he was the quarterback coach for the Raiders. And in 2002, the quarterback there, Rich Gannon. Do you remember what happened in 2002? I'm a Charger fan. I remember. Raiders go to the Super Bowl. So under Harbaugh, Gannon, as the quarterback's coach, not head coach, not offensive coordinator, but as quarterback's coach, the quarterback, Rich Gannon, Pro Bowl nod, one NFL MVP, Raiders go to the Super Bowl, and you might just say, hey, man, that's luck. That's Andrew Luck that you get your quarterback to go to the Super Bowl. As a quarterback coach, he's not OC. He's not head coach. That doesn't matter. Harbaugh wins wherever he goes. Doesn't matter what level of coaching he's at, he wins. Quarterback coach, take you to the Super Bowl. Head coach, he'll take you to the Super Bowl. College head coach, he'll take you to the national championship. He wins wherever he goes. It doesn't matter what level he's at, whether he's head coach or quarterback's coach, they're going to win under him every single time. He's got a proven track record. So then, let's move on to Michigan, because this is where it gets a little dicey if you look at the names. As I mentioned, he's had winning records every year at Michigan. The only time he hasn't had a winning record was the COVID year. But he's got a winning record out of names like Jake Riddick, Wilton Spate, Brandon Peters, John O'Korn, Shane Patterson, Joe Milton, Cain McNamara, and J.J. McCarthy. So the grander point here is he's had success with pocket passers who might have a little wiggle at the college level, at Andrew Luck, and then even at the NFL level in Alex Smith. He's gotten success out of athletic rushers that you think as running first quarterbacks in Josh Johnson at USD and Colin Kaepernick at the NFL level. And then he will get success out of travel agents like John O'Korn. And I mean that literally, because John O'Korn right now works for Brevity. He's the CEO of Brevity. He will take care of all your travel accommodations. And I mean that literally. If you Google John O'Korn, he's a travel agent right now. And Harbaugh got success out of him, got a winning record out of him. So if you could imagine, just for a moment, just imagine what he's done for these guys, even including the Michigan quarterbacks, NFL quarterbacks, college quarterbacks, all of them. If you think about what he's done with those quarterbacks, just for a second, think and imagine what he could do with the talents of Justin Herbert. I'm salivating. Could you imagine Harbaugh with Justin Herbert, what he's done for Colin Kaepernick, who isn't in the NFL right anymore, Alex Smith, who was quite honestly never really good, mediocre at best. He was never very good. Josh Johnson, backup quarterback, maybe go to college level. JJ McCarthy, I mean, the fact that he won a national championship with JJ McCarthy really almost says it all, but we need to keep moving, because the success he's had with quarterbacks, and then when you think about Justin Herbert, I mean, the potential is astronomical, is what I'm saying. So it isn't just that he's a winner, that he has an outstanding track record with quarterbacks, that he's a former Chargers player from San Diego. And, you know, if you think about it, he was also the architect of one of the best defenses that we've ever seen in the 49ers. But let's put that aside for a second. What about the culture he's built? Think about the culture that he's built at every program he's ever been. Wherever he's gone, he brings a winning mentality to the locker room. It is always steady. And that is not something the Chargers have had in a really, really, really long time. Staley tried to build it, but that's not something you can manufacture. You need a guy like Harbaugh to instill that. USD never really recovered once Harbaugh left. The 49ers, once he left, they hired Jim Tomsula. He got fired after one season. They hired Chip Kelly. He got fired after one season. It took two seasons for Kyle Shanahan to turn that program around and make the 49ers successful. I mean, when he leaves, you can't manufacture that stuff. What he's got, he brings the best out of everything, offensively, defensively. He builds a culture. And when he leaves Michigan, look where that program's going to end up when Harbaugh leaves. Because I can almost guarantee you they're not going to be as successful as they have been. So when you think about a culture builder, Harbaugh is that guy. He is a franchise tone setter, and there are not many of those in the NFL. So this hire right now in Jim Harbaugh is as close to a sure thing as possible in this coaching cycle. He's had success college level, NFL level. He's had amazing quarterbacks under his only because of how much he's raised them. Offense is great, but don't forget how good that 49ers defense was in, what was it, 2011, where they had an all-time team, an all-time run defense, number one in almost every statistical category. Everybody talks about dominant defenses, the Legion of Boom. They always talk about this 49ers defense too. Harbaugh was part of that. So when you think about offensively, defensively, how good he's done, the only thing left to do really is for Spanos to pay up. Let Harbaugh be Harbaugh. Let us Charger fans finally have some freaking fun. I know there's probably kids listening because they're excited about Harbaugh too. Some freaking fun. Get out of the way. Give Harbaugh control and let him cook!